Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast says going to be sun with a few clouds today, some strong winds, and a high near 70. In Kenosha right now, it's clear skies, 50 degrees, 47 in Burlington. In Milwaukee at this hour, the temperature is 48, and in Racine, we are clear skies and 50 degrees. A major fire response early this morning just south of Racine's downtown area with a two-story home on fire in the 300 block of 10th Street, but also attention to some homes nearby. Just after 12:30 came the first 911 call from an occupant of that home who had spotted the reflection of flames outside. At one point during the response, the potential for structural collapse developed, prompting the incident commander to order crews out of the building. Fire did cause extensive damage to that particular address, as well as 1000 Wisconsin Avenue, while there was also heat damage to the exterior of 1004, 1006 Wisconsin. All residents from these three addresses were displaced as a result. We Energies cut power to that entire block early in the process. The Racine Fire Bells were on scene. They provided aid to the crews. South Shore firefighters, they brought in mutual aid on the response itself. The fire declared under control at about 2:30 this morning, out a few hours later. How it began? Part of an ongoing investigation. The weekend death of a 33-year-old man in Milwaukee in a fire on the west side there, that is still under investigation. It happened on North 44th Street. The victim discovered unresponsive and could not be revived. That fire apparently began in the kitchen area. No foul play, though, is suspected. Meanwhile, fire caused an estimated $600,000 damage to an apartment building in the 6700 block of West Appleton Avenue in Milwaukee, from which several people were left without a place to stay. There were flames reported on more than one floor, according to a fire official. No injuries reported, though. How that fire began is also under investigation. State Patrol is participating in what's called Operation Safe Driver. It emphasizes the need for commercial truck operators and all other drivers to be out there sharing the road. Interacting safely doesn't always happen. Captain Brian Oslu says the main target is these big trucks, noting that the patrol does inspect more than 30,000 of them every year for any possible problems that might be a contributing factor to an accident.
But other motorists also need to do their part. This means don't tailgate, and definitely don't stay in a trucker's blind spot. If you do pass, make sure you allow enough room before pulling back into their lane. Remember, it takes more time and distance for a large truck to slow down and stop.
Operation Safe Driver is running through September, make that October the 24th. Federal government expanding the Takata airbag recall now to 400 more General Motors vehicles from the year 2015, including the Buick LaCrosse, the Cadillac CTX, Chevy Camaro, Equinox, and Malibu, and the GMC Terrain vehicles. Side airbag inflators might send a shrapnel into passengers and the driver if they were to rupture. Search for an endangered missing adult with mental health issues from the village of Mount Pleasant, well, it came to a successful conclusion last evening. The 85-year-old was found in Illinois. State Department of Justice notification indicated that the man was from the Appleton area, and in the past he had gotten lost but ended up driving toward that part of the state. Now, the silver alert was made just before 8:30 last night across Wisconsin. It was canceled a few minutes before 9 o'clock. And our weekend weather in southeast Wisconsin, that sure had an impact on a lot of folks who wanted to be outside. But you don't have to sacrifice your health routines just because it's getting colder. Dr. Josh Liberman is with Columbia St. Mary's Hospital in Milwaukee. He says the colder weather tends to make a lot of people shut-ins. Doesn't have to be that way, however.
There is clear evidence that even if you've been sedentary for a very long time, getting out and even just doing 10 minutes a day of just, you know, easy level walking outside can be extremely beneficial at improving your metabolism.
Says in addition to some kind of exercise during the colder weather, diet plays a role in your health, so maybe cut back on the fast food, look to fresh produce, or even some just frozen vegetables. Coming up ahead of its regular meeting tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will hold a work session, the agenda calling for discussion about salary proposals for all employee groups. The salaries have been a back-and-forth verbal battle between the teachers' union and district for months, though. No action is going to be taken by the board at the conclusion of tonight's work session. The 2016 budget review process for the city of Racine is officially starting up tonight. It's a 6 o'clock committee of the whole meeting, the first of many at City Hall. City Administrator Tom Friedel recently telling the Alderman about the schedule, beginning with some of the non-core budget items, but which might garner some attention. Water, wastewater, the mayor's office. Wednesday, Thursday night, spotlight goes on to some of those main budgetary items like public safety and public works. And he noted that there's going to be continued discussion right after the public hearing, which is going to be the evening of November the 5th.
Public will get a chance to come and tell you what they think of the budget. You get to hear what their concerns are. After that meeting, we will have a session where we'll take any final comments, questions, anything. I would always encourage you, as you go through the budget and look at it, if you have questions, direct them to any department head or to myself. It's always easier for us to answer those questions if we know about them in advance and can do the research for you.
The night of November the 11th, that is for any proposed amendments to the budget, as well as the next night if that's necessary. Otherwise, the Committee of the Whole will be taking a vote that recommends the budget to the full council for a final decision on the spending plan, as well as the capital improvement program. Tonight at the Kenosha City Council meeting, the Alderman will take up a proposed resolution from David Bogdala, one of their members. He wants to create guidelines for city contributions to recreational or civic events that are held in the parks. The intent to set up guidelines on fees and other costs and when waivers might be appropriate. Tonight's Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee agenda at the Isgrove Office Complex. That includes American Roller's conditional use permit application to tear down an existing building on South Beaumont Avenue in the town of Dover and create more space for additional anhydrous ammonia tanks. The issue will get a public hearing. It's about a week ago, Southeast Wisconsinites learned about a proposed deal between the parent companies of Miller and Anheuser-Busch. But will it have to be changed by federal regulators? That's the big question still to be answered. It's a $106 billion tentative agreement between Belgian-based Anheuser-Busch InBev and UK-based SAB Miller, which would create the world's biggest brewer. Madison College marketing professor Steve Knoll says this was simply about the numbers, but he has the concerns about a monopoly. Means the U.S. Justice Department will not probably let Milwaukee-based Miller be a part of this deal.
I think that what's going to happen is the Miller Coors company is going to be taken out of this deal and will become its own entity. And the big question is, will it operate as its own entity, or is another beer company going to step in there and gobble that up?
Knoll adds that Miller Coors may be an attractive acquisition for a microbrewer likely to grow. One Milwaukee Democratic State Senator Chris Larson had some interesting things to say about the Department of Public Instruction. There's been reports that it might take over the Madison school system because of testing and things like that. He says he trusts DPI to take over the Madison school system about as much as he trusts Volkswagen's emissions tests. He's blasting the proposal from DPI to step into the Madison system after another round of low test scores, Larson saying, quote, pushing on with the takeovers like buying a Volkswagen and still believing their pollution promise, unquote. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast whenever you want. They're in the local news section on the page. And at WRJN News is where you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.